But the Olympiad trial randomized patients with advanced breast cancer who'd had prior treatment to either get olaparib or to get physician's choice. And physician's choice was limited to either capecitabine, vinorelbine, or eribulin. People have really questioned whether those were the right choices, but I think they were the right choices because that's what's standardly used. What the Olympiad trial showed was that in both progression-free survival and in response, those patients randomized to olaparib did better than those who had physician's choice. So this was really the first randomized data to show that those patients with germline mutations and advanced breast cancer benefited. The other thing that, other than some of the hematological toxicity and other than some mild GI toxicity, the tolerance of olaparib was very good. So quality of life was very good in this group of patients. So the two aspects that we look for in advanced cancer, improvement of progression-free survival and quality of life, both were benefited by the olaparib. The only caveat, I think, is that these patients could not have received platinums in the last year. And I think that this is a real question. We think that platinums are good in those patients with germline mutations. That's from data, again, from Andy Tutt from the TNT trial. That's also from some Polish data and from data from Dana-Farber, as well as other data. We know that patients with BRCA mutations often respond very well to platinums. So we don't really have randomized data of platinum versus olaparib. Having said that, even with carboplatin, which has less nausea than cisplatin, olaparib looks like it's a much better tolerated drug. So where do we go with this?
I was just going to comment before you continue. You know, it's interesting in ovarian cancer, where, as I mentioned, there are three PARP inhibitors, niraparib for anybody, regardless, not BRCA germline, not HR, whatever. But there, they gave it after platinum as maintenance.
Yeah.
So you kind of solve the problem. This is a completely different strategy with just a PARP inhibitor alone. How would you use it both in an ER positive and a triple negative patient? And where does platinum fit in?
So I think that's a good question. So there is a trial called the DORA trial that's been planned for a while that's starting up. And the DORA trial is going to use it as maintenance. I think the ovarian data is interesting because some analysis of some ovarian trials have suggested that those patients who didn't respond to platinums don't respond to PARPs, and those that did respond to platinums do. So it does look like it might be an overlapping population. I think that the whole idea of using it after platinums as maintenance is really exciting because we know that a lot of patients relapse quite early. So I think that's going to be a place that's going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to seeing the DORA trial. With the Olympiad data, it's hard to know how we're going to use it. And I also think my guess is that the other PARP inhibitors are going to be similar, even though the Bravo trial got stopped early, so we haven't really seen those results. But I think it's going to be similar for some of the other PARP inhibitors.
And that was the niraparib study.
Yeah, it was the niraparib study, yeah.
And why was that stopped? Do you know?
So they stopped it according to the release for futility. And I think it might have had to do with, again, patient accrual and type of patient. We have to remember with all of these small studies, who goes into this study can really affect the trial.